Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sad news today.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Weir, one of the original members of the Grateful Dead, has died at the age of 78. Bob Weir, a founding member of the Grateful Dead, whose rhythm guitar work, songwriting, and tireless touring helped push traditional American blues and folk music into the modern era, has died at the age of 78.
That would have made him the lead on a lot of their jam session style performing.
So it was him and Jerry Garcia who were the main singers of the Grateful Dead. On that one, Touch of Grey, that's Jerry Garcia, not Bob Weir.
Bob Weir was an integral part of the Dead.
You guys see the horrible, horrible case where a beloved dentist and his beautiful wife and mother of his children were shot dead in their homes about a week and a half ago.
It was December 30th.
And I said at the time, this is going to be jealousy. This is going to be the children were in the home but unharmed, ages 4 and 1. Dennis doesn't show up for work, never misses a day of work.
Right.
His boss calls 911 and says, I don't know how else to say this. This is so out of character. We can't get a hold of his wife either. Something is wrong. Sure enough, they go to the home. Both of them have been shot dead. Over the weekend, they charged her ex-husband. And I mean ex-husband of years. Not like they divorced a year ago, she remarried. Like, they divorced a while ago. And you know how they caught him? I said this to Scott during a break, Sam. It should be impossible for anyone to get away with murder anymore.
With the modern day DNA testing, databases.
Not just the DNA in the databases, which is going to catch all the cold case guys, but with the surveillance web of electronics that we pass by every single minute in our car. Sure enough, they have the ex-husband's car going into the neighborhood. Not with just the license plate readers, but just every surveillance camera on every corner. They've got him going into the neighborhood. They got him coming out of the neighborhood.
You hate it till you need it.
Her family said they knew it was him the second they heard this had happened.
Oh, sure. He apparently was abusive.
He's a doctor, by the way. Not that doctors can't be abusive.
He's a physician.
The accused is a physician.
Was.
39-year-old Michael David McKee.
Filed for divorce in 2017. They had been married for just under 2 years.
That's 9 years ago.
They broke my record.
Since then, McKee has lived in various states, Virginia, Nevada, Illinois, and since 2020, according to public records.
So they were divorced 9 years ago, and he's just simmering on this?
I guess.
Grow
yes.
up. Get over it, dude.
He'll have plenty of time to ruminate on
this. This says, during the subsequent investigation, detectives were able to identify a suspect through, quote, neighborhood video surveillance. The suspect was tracked to a vehicle which arrived just prior to the homicides and left just shortly after.
Mm.
Detectives were able to identify the car further and linked it to Michael McKee.
Oh, the old rental car.
Oh, he used a rental car?
It says linked to him.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, where do you get rental car out of that?
Why wouldn't they just say it was his car?
Well, it's a car linked to him. It's his car.
Okay. Maybe, police maybe.
Speak. Listen to this. Neighbors are saying after his arrest, quote, he did not seem like somebody who would do something like that.
It's always a quiet neighborhood.
I sat down with this man. I talked to him at the pool, barbecued about what a beautiful day it is. Do you ever really know your neighbors beyond, hey, neighbor, how you doing?
Well, I would like to think so.
Well, why would somebody say he just didn't seem like the kind that would shoot and kill two people? I would like to think not many people you encounter seem like that kind.
Fair point. But
what else are these people going to say to the news cameras?
I mean,
you know?
But you don't feel right. like you know your neighbors? I feel like I know mine for the most part.
Yeah, you know some of them, I think, more than most people do. We're still pretty new. We've met them. We love our neighbors. We're still pretty new.
What about the neighbors to the north?
But even if there's nobody there, even if Scott.
Thwack.
Yet.
Even if I, struck up a casual across the fence conversation with somebody and then that person got charged with murder. You're right, Dan. They need something to say to the reporter. But I don't know that I would say, well, he just didn't seem like the kind of guy who could do something like that. Well,
it's always a
guess
quiet
what he did.
I don't know how this could happen. It's always quiet.
I think there's like one guy on my block that if the reporters came up to my door, I'd be like, yeah, I saw that one coming.
I will tell you this.
Everybody else would be like, nah, I never saw that one coming.
If they were killed around 3 a.m., there was no sign of forced entry. That says to me one of the doors was unlocked. Lock your doors, people.
Well, of course. Don't answer your door.
Well, if it was at 3 in the morning, they were sleeping when this happened. One of them was found dead next to the bed. So, I'm just saying, if there was no sign for it doesn't seem like she would have been like, come on in at 3 a.m. Come on in. Yeah, come on in, Michael. Good to see you. How you been the last 9 years?
Yeah, it's good to see you. I remember when you used to beat me.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Oh, my. From the text line, I was three doors down from Timothy Haslett Jr., the guy out of Excelsior Springs,
yes!
accused of horrifying crimes. Has he been convicted?
No.
Accused of horrifying crimes. I lived three doors down. Safe to say we didn't hang out, from the text line.
But I would imagine with somebody like him, if a reporter were to knock on your door, you'd be like, yeah kind of saw that one coming. I mean,
he always seemed odd and disheveled.
Well, I mean, unless you saw him out in his front yard playing with his kid from time to time, but who knows what he was accused of doing. I can't imagine in a lot of free time.
A story here from NBC News. Nearly 90 people on board a Holland America cruise liner based in Florida have suffered from symptoms of gastrointestinal illness.
Poop cruise.
Yep. Oh, here we go again.
Bingo, Dan. We got us a poop cruise.
Good old norovirus.
The Rotterdam had pushed out of Fort Lauderdale on December 28th before
returning. Oh, it pushed out.
Oh, you didn't have to push.
There was no pushing necessary.
Cruise.
I'm telling you, and we've had these stories before. You could not pay me.
I'm telling you, that poop cruise documentary still remains one of the best, most entertaining documentaries I've ever seen.
It's haunting.
It really left a stain on the cruise industry.
Good morning, campers. Just want to remind you, we're coming around with red biohazard bags.
Expect a lot of sloshing today.
Two to a room.
Okay, all right, guys. Okay, all right.
The best part about that documentary. And then they just cut to this guy that goes, I was not blanking in a bag.
By the way, this is the second norovirus outbreak on board the Rotterdam in the last 11 months.
Mm. The name of the ship is Rotterdam.
Damn! I got a poo.
They should issue a gallon of hand sanitizer to everybody when they show up.
Right now, on the Rotterdam, they have 81 people who have bowel control movement problems. In February of last year, they had 169 people who could not control their poo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not going to ride that slide into
Good
the
time.
Pool today.
No,
so
we're not.
Jokes that could be made.
Oh, my God. The Golden Globes were last night.
The highlight was Sean Penn caught just smoking at his table, by the way.
Smoke him if you got him.
Sean Penn just lit up and was smoking a cigarette at his table.
One battle after another seems to be the big winner last night at the Golden Globes. They're now saying it's almost a lock to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
It's really good, Scott. Have you seen it? Oh, you would love it.
I want to see it. I still haven't.
I have not seen it. One battle after another was a big winner last night. So was Marty Supreme.
Cannot wait to see that.
Adolescence was a big winner.
Adolescence is the one with the little buddy who had never acted before. And it's the movie is shot in basically one take, Scott. And he is accused of killing a classmate at age 13. It is phenomenal. It's a difficult watch, but it is phenomenal.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a movie called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Yep. About a mama.
Okay. Now, what do you mean you haven't seen it? You're on the SAG-AFTRA board.
I don't think those awards have happened yet. Or if they did, I didn't get the code this year to watch.
The code is out.
Thank you, Dan. I need to look. Mm-hmm. I need to look for it.
Are you on SAG-AFTRA?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a voter?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Marty Supreme yet?
I'm a member of the union.
Have you seen Marty Supreme yet?
I have not.
Have you seen One Battle After Another?
I have not.
Wow.
I've been busy. I've been gone. I'm just catching up to everything now.
913-586-7798. Sam Steve the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Oh, there it is.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Story here from the Associated Press. Mattel is introducing a Barbie with autism today as the newest member of its line intended to celebrate diversity, joining a collection that already includes Barbies with Down syndrome, a blind Barbie.
Okay, but I don't know that they hit the mark on this one, Scott.
Okay.
Do they ever really hit the mark when they try these?
I think they have good
intentions.
I think it comes from a good place, and inclusivity is important. But just slapping a label on a Barbie and handing her a fidget spinner does not really celebrate the autism and the spectrum, that the diversity is the autism.
Oh no.
Spectrum.
There's more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a fidget spinner, an iPad.
Headphones.
And headphones.
And loose clothing, because apparently people with autism prefer loose clothing.
Didn't even notice the loose clothing part.
Some do not like the feeling of the fabric against their skin. I mean,
why not just throw it into a body of water?
The problem with having an autism Barbie, I don't even know where to start, is that it is such a spectrum. You can't really throw some toys in a box and be like, here's autism Barbie. Not all people with autism have sensory issues with clothing. Not all people with autism need a fidget spinner.
I mean, they're literally playing on every stereotype.
Most kids have a tablet and a headphones, whether they're on the spectrum or not.
I said it in the newsroom. I'll repeat it on the air. If having an iPad, a fidget spinner, and headphones makes you autistic, then every kid over the last 15 years is autistic.
Yeah.
Every kid had a fidget spinner. Every kid has had headphones.
I don't know what to do to make it more inclusive, but this was not it, right?
Dana, they're literally playing on every stereotype of somebody on the spectrum.
Right.
Short of including a body of water.
Yeah. I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
So, and by the way, the eyes on this new Barbie shift. Because apparently...
Oh my gosh!
Because apparently people with autism don't like making direct eye contact.
Again, that's why they cannot paint this with this broad brush.
Well, it's such a wide spectrum now.
That's right.
I see what you did there.
Oh my goodness.
Why?
I think it came from a good place, but maybe we don't. We just don't.
Okay.
Well, and it's important to be able to see yourself in a doll, but...
Is it?
That's why way back with the American Girl doll, you could... It was like Build-A-Bear. So if you had brown hair and blue eyes, you know, it's almost like with... They need to do that with the Barbie, like, so that it is specific to your child. Instead of, let's just throw some toys in there with her and that's autism. I mean, come on. Ugh.
What's with the head? I know a young man who has autism, pretty significant case. I don't ever recall him wearing headphones. I've never known him not to be able to make eye contact.
That's why
with
this
me.
Doesn't work, right?
Yeah, it's playing on the stereotype of sensory overload. So you need something to keep you occupied so you can't have a sensory overload moment.
And then one of my children had sensory overload moments until about age 4. Was not on the spectrum, but
I still have
hated loud. Yeah. Like it's, and I think she gets some of that from me. Like there comes a point in time where certain noises, and I cannot explain it, send me over the edge. And once I hear it,
like,
I can't
like water?
Unhear it. Pouring water is one of them. And as soon as I say that, you guys are going to do it. It drives me crazy. I can't explain it.
What is it with the sound of pouring water?
I don't know. Because if you pour me a glass, it doesn't bother me. It's really just in advertisements.
Like if you're at a restaurant, for example.
Doesn't bother me at all.
And somebody comes over and you've asked for water and you've probably drank half the glass.
Mm-mm.
They pour you a new glass of water.
Doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother you at all.
No.
Huh. But when you hear it in a commercial.
Yeah.
What about a toilet flushing?
Doesn't bother me. That's why I have misophonia is very weird. Because some things bother me and some things don't.
I'm trying to think of a sound that would drive me insane.
Crinkling paper in a movie theater. If you are trying to be quiet and you can't, but you're trying. You know when you're trying to be quiet and because you've smuggled in snacks? Like once I hear that, I'm like, just rip it open. Just rip it open.
That one actually doesn't bother me. And the funny thing is that...
That didn't bother me terrible.
That doesn't bother you?
No. Okay, now that's a calm, lovely, babbling brook.
That's like a brook. It's like a babbling brook.
I can hear that and be... No, you're not. I'm taking my headphones off.
No, you put those back on.
No.
That's just a... That's a little... That's like Mill Creek.
I don't mind the babbling brook. I don't mind the babbling brook. There was an ad, and I'll even say it. It was on our air a couple years ago, and it might have been for like... Let's say it was for Diet Coke, and it was pouring... And gulping and yeah. Oh, I don't like that noise at all. It's that one. I don't like that noise at all. Yeah, I don't like that. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
But like chewing really lights me up with my misophonia, but it's only if I fixate on it. Like I can sit there and
yes.
Mary Beth and I can eat an entire meal and I won't think about it one time. But if she does one thing, and I'm sure she loves this trait about me, that will make my brain lock onto it, I will look at her for the entire rest of the meal like, what are you chewing nails over there? What's going on?
Do you need help?
I'm gonna pre-chew it for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can find the story. Okay. Here we go. This is from Channel 9. Dana just found the story. Nick Sloan's the writer. This is out of Lyon County, Kansas.
Yeah.
A commercial truck driver was arrested yesterday after Lyon County deputies stopped a semi on I-35 for reckless driving and determined the driver was heavily intoxicated. The Lyon County Sheriff's Department said deputies were called to I-35 on January 11th, that's yesterday, after a report of a semi driving erratically. Deputies located the truck, conducted a traffic stop, and developed probable cause that the driver was under the influence of alcohol. The driver was arrested and taken to the Lyon County Detention Center, where a breath test showed a blood alcohol concentration more than 3 times the legal limit for regular drivers and 7 times the legal limit for commercial vehicle drivers.
So Kansas law, you know, you've got the 0.08 for most of us. For commercial drivers, it's 0.04.
Correct.
So half of what I can drink is okay for a commercial driver. So you could have like 2 beers, but you can't have 4. And the reason I ask that is I think
4 would put you over the
limit.
Yeah,
I always thought the exception to that rule was for like if you went to church and took the wine, they can't then, you know, pull you over and say you've broken a law.
Well, but if he's 3 times the legal limit.
Oh, he was clearly schnockered.
So he's blowing, the minimum is a 0.24 is what he's blowing.
Wow.
That is drunk.
Do we know if it was a semi or just?
It said it was a semi.
It is a semi.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was a hard line 0 if you were a CDL driver.
I thought it was too, Sam.
Now, I think Dana's right. I think they drew in a provision like, you know, God forbid, you know, you tied one on last night and you still have a little bit in your system, but you're not drunk.
But your boss can fire you still. Like, even if
your boss can fire you for anything he wants.
You have one beer, your boss can fire you. But the Kansas limit is 0.04, and that still seems high to me.
We also have to keep in mind, if they suspect you of drunk driving, you blow, and you blow a 0.07, they don't go, well, you know, actually, you're clear. Have a good day.
Right.
They're like, well, wait a minute. You've obviously had some booze. What's going on here?
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Let's go to Ash in North Kansas City. Ash, hello.
Hey, guys, you can blow a 0.0 and still go to jail for a DWI once they take your blood. If they find pills and a bunch of stuff like that in it, you'll still get arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Oh, that's true. I never even thought about that.
So, yeah, you can still go. And if you fail the field sobriety test, even if you blow on their little field machine and it says 0.0, if you fail that field sobriety test, you will still go to jail for a DUI until they figure out if you are intoxicated and what you're intoxicated by.
Well, up to this point, we think with this man, it was just alcohol. God help all of us if he threw pills in that mix, too.
Well, a 0.24 or higher, because they said it was actually 7 times the legal limit for a truck driver, which tells me it was probably 0.28.
That would be,
Man, that is drunk drunk.
Not to go squirrel here for a second, but if they're going to take you in anyway, why would anybody do the breathalyzer on site?
You don't have to. I mean, well,
don't you lose your license for a year?
Yes, you do. Yes, you lose your license for a year if you refuse it. The reason you would not refuse it is if you believe I'm sober. Let's get this over with. Let's do the breath test. I'll be on my way. That's why you would do it. Now, if you think I'm going to fail, one way or the other, you're losing your license for a year.
Yeah.
And I guess that would be a reason to say no. No.
Much like our aggravated burglar from Friday, maybe we just don't drive under the influence.
It's a good idea,
then
Sam.
You don't have to worry about these
stop
questions.
Criming. Yeah. It's a good idea. Did you see on Fox 4 today? You know, I do believe they have the best website, one of the best websites in town.
I do too.
With just respect to the layout and the content and stuff, they had one story listed at the top, and I'm just going to read the headline. Kansas City Library hosts seminar on peaceful conflict resolution.
Oh, that's nice.
The story directly below that, and I quote, Kansas City fast food employee threatened over refund. Said, Kansas City, y'all need therapy. The people that threatened the fast food worker need to read the story right up above and go to the seminar on peaceful conflict resolution. And can we really quick talk about the monkeys in St. Louis? Because it's my favorite story of the day.
We can, and then I want to talk about Aaron Andrews' fur coat.
Okay. We'll go from monkey fur to Aaron Andrews' fur.
Okay.
There are apparently multiple monkeys on the loose in St. Louis. They don't know how many. They don't know where they don't.
They don't know where they're from?
They don't know where they're from. They don't know why, who, what, when, or where. But they say AI is completely complicating efforts to capture them.
What do you mean they don't know where they're from?
They don't. Multiple monkeys are on the loose in St. Louis, and AI-generated images are complicating efforts to find them. They are called vervet monkeys, V-E-R-V-E-T. They were first spotted Thursday near a park in the northern part of the city, prompting, quote, rumor after rumor, quoting here from the City Department of Health. It is unclear who owns the monkeys, how they got loose, or exactly how many there are. But people went online and reported capturing them, even posting fake pictures online to bolster their claim. As of today, the monkeys remain at large.
Do we know how many?
Nope. It's been a lot in regard to AI and what's genuine and what's not. People are trying to have fun. Like, I don't think anyone means harm. But again, it's complicating efforts to figure out where they are or to whom they belong. The largest number people have reported seeing is four. You are not allowed to own the animals in the city.
Maybe they heard about the news in Prairie Village and were hoping for a safe haven.
I'm heading west, people. By the way, they weigh between 7 and 17 pounds, and they are sometimes called green monkeys because of the tint of their fur. Residents have been urged to stay away from
them. I'm looking at a picture of two vervet monkeys. There is no green tint to their fur. They are white and gray.
Okay. They are also on the loose.
Do you see any green tint?
Not in that one.
On that fur?
Not in that one.
All right, text line. The Aaron Andrews joke was inappropriate here. Come on.
What? About her fur versus the monkey fur?
Meaning they've been found.
Have you seen it? Have you seen her coat? I don't understand why this is
a
big deal.
Scott gets the joke.
What are you talking about?
The monkeys have been found. It's her coat.
Oh, my gosh. Samuel Stevie.
I didn't make the joke. I said it was inappropriate.
I don't understand why this is in the stack, but it's in Scott's stack. We'll talk about it. Well, did you see Aaron Andrews last night?
It was on TV last night, and we're watching the game, and I go, my God, how many animals had to die?
It's cold outside. It's fake fur. Who cares?
From the sideline.
Aaron Andrews' massive faux fur coat nearly stole the spotlight during Sunday's NFC wildcard clash between the 49ers and Eagles. The veteran Fox Sports sideline reporter got the meme treatment online for her dramatic black and white coat at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, with some likening Andrews' ensemble to, quote, the 101 Dalmatians villain.
Cruella de Vil?
Yes. Quoting here from one person on Twitter, Aaron Andrews wore this knowing full well she was going to become a meme.
It was 24 degrees last night in Philly.
Dana, come on.
I don't care what. It does not look like the Cruella de Vil coat.
Dana.
It looks exactly like the Cruella de Vil coat.
It was freezing out. What would you have her wear?
A coat?
If a man wore that coat, no one would say a word.
What? Have you never been around Joe Burrows?
I've been around Jerry Jones wearing one of those things, and I did say at the time he looked ridiculous.
Joe Burrows wears stuff like that all the time, and he gets made fun of.
I don't know.
And rightfully so.
I think for her, it was more warmth than fashion, but I could be wrong.
I guarantee you that coat weighs more than she does.
That's probably true.
I mean, this was, I could use the word gaudy. I could use the word garish.
Oh, yeah.
You never want something in when you're trying to do a job as a journalist, you don't want anything overtaking the work and the story at hand. But it's also 30 degrees outside.
She had to know showing up. By the way, the jacket cost $950.
Okay.
She has a fantastic line of like logoed sports gear at different stadiums around the country. None of it's fur.
Who cares what she wears? She's one of the greatest sideline reporters out there.
I'm not saying that she's not.
Everyone cares when it's fur in 2025.
I don't think anyone should care when it's 24 degrees out. Who cares?
Would you wear that?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's gaudy.
Because it's ugly?
I don't know that I've ever spent $900 on a coat. You lost me at
$900. $950.
I'm out.
$950 for that coat. Sleep is not just about feeling rested. It may be one of the strongest predictors of how long you live. Researchers analyzing nationwide data found that insufficient sleep was more closely tied to shorter life expectancy than diet, exercise, and even loneliness.
Huh.
The connection was consistent year after year and across most U.S. states. The takeaway is simple but powerful. Getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep may be one of the best things you can do for your long-term health. Getting a full night of sleep may play a larger role in longevity than many people realize. Sam, you're not much of a sleeper, are you?
Man, I am.
Oh, no, I'm great at it. I used to have some trouble where I would get like 5.5, 6 a night, but now, I mean, I try to stay up. Like, we'll sit down and start watching something after dinner, and I'll be asleep on the couch.
Yeah. Are you a snorer? Are you a snorer?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Is Mary Beth?
In the right occasion, but most of the time, no.
Huh. Are you?
I think I make a noise that is not snoring.
Excuse me?
Like, I'll go, like, I make little noises, he says, every once in a while.
What does it sound like?
Like that, but it's not full-on snoring. Like, I want to be clear. Yes, thank you, Sam.
Why are people embarrassed by the idea of snoring?
Because doesn't it show that it's like obstruction? It's not good for you.
Well, if you stop breathing in between them, yes. It's called sleep apnea.
Dude, Tia is a paint peeler.
Have you thought about having her tested? I'm being serious.
For what?
Sleep apnea.
Well, she doesn't stop breathing. She just, I mean, I'm not kidding. I've never met somebody so skinny who makes so much noise. This is what it sounds like, and I kid you not.
Oh, yeah, that's, I would have her tested.
It is that loud.
I'm no medical professional here, but I think if it's that loud and consistently that loud, she's okay. It's when it's that loud and then goes to the...
I'm sorry? Are you okay in there?
Yeah,
it does sound like that,
that's
Scott.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Because it's your body going, oh. Like,
no, she doesn't stop breathing. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. I need you to tape that noise.
I thought I did the other night. And I think she may have deleted it out of my phone. I swear to God I taped it the other night. Where is it?
I would like you to go on a little recon,
okay,
and do that for us, because it will be hilarious.
All right, I'm going to try. That might be it right there.
The text line, even if the snoring continues, they could stop breathing in between.
I think so. I think you need to have her tested.
913-586.
Tell her we're breaking down her medical issues on the air. She's going to love that.
So if she snores tonight, I will record it.
Okay.
And I will bring it on the air tomorrow. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter.
From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go to Gigi in Independence. Gigi, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I got some horrifying news recently. I went and did a sleep study, and they said I stopped breathing 47 times in 1 hour.
Yep. What prompted your sleep study, Gigi?
Pardon me?
What prompted the sleep study?
Well, I'd had sleep apnea before, and I did the nose thing, and I couldn't do the nose thing, so I tossed it and I kind of ignored it, and my friends were like, you need to do something about that. So
okay,
what's the nose thing?
The
strip,
the machine.
It's a stupid thing that blows air up your nostrils.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh,
it's awful. But there are other ways to fix that now, Gigi. Like, you can do the implant, there are other things out there to help you.
Right, I'm doing the full face mask right now, and until I can't stand that anymore, and then I'll do something else.
Would something else mean surgery?
No. Well, like Dana said, that implant thing.
Yeah. My dad has to have one, Gigi, and he's very fit, very healthy, normal weight, and just has always been an extremely heavy snorer.
Huh.
Wow.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Brooks Koepka is returning to the PGA Tour.
Okay, can we talk about that? Are we just going to let them bounce in and out like this is a portal?
Now, he has to pay a fine.
Okay.
It says here, this is from the Associated Press, Brooks Koepka is returning to the PGA Tour just 5 weeks after bolting from LIV Golf, agreeing to a one-time program for elite players that comes with a financial penalty that could rank among the largest in sport.
So they're saying you can leave and take the blood money and go to live, but if you do, we will let you back. Oh, wait, but you have to pay a fine.
The out-of-pocket cost is going to be $5 million.
It's chump change. He got paid like 20 to jump, didn't he?
I believe he got $50 million. No, you're right. $20 million, yep.
Whatever happened to the agreement that they had allegedly come up with to join forces?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Because they were supposed to become one.
I just, you know, I'm going to be honest. If there's a live event on, we don't watch it. It's not the same.
What do you mean it's not the same?
It's just not. It's got all these weird rules, and it's just not a PGA Tour event. It's just not.
It's like baseball with a pitch clock.
Yeah, well, no, that was actually something they needed.
I agree with her on that.
I completely agree.
Story here from the Star. The Chiefs chose to focus on the future in the latest episode of their YouTube series, The Franchise. Mostly glossing over the Chiefs' final three losses, much of the episode which was released on Friday night, focused on the team's plan to move into a new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. Since the Chiefs last month announced their intentions to hop over the state line, many fans have felt a sense of sorrow. They love Arrowhead Stadium. Can't imagine watching a game anywhere else. As expected, the Chiefs presented any move as a good thing for fans in the episode of the franchise.
Of course they did.
The Chiefs won't simply play out the string there. Quoting here from Clark Hunt, "We're going to cherish every season there. I think it'll be special for our family, be special for the organization and all of our fans."
It's not?
Right. "We all have so many special memories there, and we're really going to celebrate Arrowhead because it deserves that."
Also in Chiefs adjacent news, the Instagram post shared last week by the supposed ex-girlfriend of Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, including allegations of domestic violence, has been deleted.
Wait, say that again?
Okay, so what does that mean? Oh, she posted it. It was she's got scratches on her forehead, she has bruising, and she didn't say his name, but she heavily insinuated.
She did say, quote, "Me and this man dealt with abuse for years, nothing but hell," referenced someone she had broken up with weeks prior, and this man, quote unquote, was the father of her two children.
That would be him.
Yeah. All signs pointed to one individual, yeah.
But the post has gone. Been deleted.
Yeah. So either it's moving forward and she was instructed to delete it by people who are investigating or
people with money.
Who knows?
Well, I don't know. The Chiefs said last week they were aware of the social post. That's all they said.
This is the same guy, just so I'm clear.
Yes.
Who was suspended for 6 games at the beginning of the season for... What did he do allegedly down
the car?
In Dallas?
They were racing at speeds of 119 miles an hour before causing a 7-car pileup, multiple injuries, right, and fleeing the scene. Still serving probation, and if that probation is violated in any way, we'll have to serve a 30-day jail sentence.
That's it?
Yeah.
At what point, does a team not just say, you know what?
We're done.
We're done. We can't do this anymore.
Well, it was supposed to be zero tolerance with respect to, but also I believe in due process. You know,
well,
I think we all do, the judge, jury, and executioner over a social media post, and I'm not saying I don't believe her. Do not take it that way.
Okay, because it's starting to sound that way.
Not at all. But I think the Chiefs should and hopefully are doing their due diligence. And then is it up to the Chiefs, Sam, or is it up to the NFL?
The Chiefs, both. The NFL,
yeah.
Law enforcement. We saw the situation with Xavier Worthy where the allegations were made, and it was quickly made obvious that the allegations were actually the complete opposite. It wasn't Worthy that was the abusive one. It was her.
His girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in exactly 2 minutes. Dana Wright, Sam Steve III. My name is Scott. Hey, if you missed the segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.